With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking with Reuters this morning, President Trump says he'll be meeting UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Scotland and maybe fine-tune their trade deal.
We're going to do a little celebrating together because, you know, we got along very well. UK's been trying to make a deal with us for like 12 years and haven't been able to do it. We got it done. He's doing a very good job, good prime minister, good guy. We really get along very well. So we're going to see. We're going to meet at Turnberry and we're going to meet at Aberdeen. So two beautiful places.
The president traveling to Scotland as his family's business prepares for the opening of a new golf course in Aberdeenshire. The United States has cut short Gaza ceasefire talks in Qatar. Correspondent Ken Lorman with details.
President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff says mediators made a great effort, but Hamas does not appear to be acting in good faith. He says the U.S. will consider alternative options to bring the hostages home and try to create a more stable environment for the people of Gaza.
The State Department says there's never been a question of the U.S. commitment to reaching a ceasefire and faulted Hamas for the lack of an agreement. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says deportation flights from the remote Everglades immigration lockup, known as Alligator Alley, began in the past few days. At a news conference, DeSantis says they're the first of many deportation flights.
The flights are going. I think the cadence is going to increase. I think you're going to continue to see the numbers really go up dramatically. And then as there's demand, we can expand the footprint here to 3,000.
So far, 100 detainees from the Immigration Detention Center have been sent to other countries, officials not disclosing which countries those flights are headed to. On Wall Street, the Dow had 221 points, the Nasdaq adding 84. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New York. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The state will pay nearly $250,000 in attorney's fees and drop its case against a Christian photographer who refused to work on gay weddings. Emily Carpenter ran afoul of New York's non-discrimination laws, which include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity, and provide no exemption for religious people. The action in the case comes as the U.S. Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled in favor of freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer has subpoenaed records of a popular restaurant after it hosted a gay pride event last month that was apparently open to all ages, violating a state law that restricts venues from admitting children to adult performances. The state accuses the Kilted Mermaid in Vero Beach of putting adult sexualized performers in front of children. This is SRN News. On the international front, a French court has upheld some of former Syrian President Bashar Assad's legal protections while approving possible future warrants. Charles de Ledesma.
France's highest court is ruling on whether it can strip the head of state immunity of Bashar Assad, the former leader of Syria, now in exile in Russia, because of the brutality of the evidence in accusations against him collected by Syrian activists and European prosecutors. If judges can lift Assad's immunity, it could pave the way for his trial in absentia over the use of chemical weapons in Ghouta in 2013 and Douma in 2018. And set a precedent to allow the prosecution of other government leaders linked to atrocities, human rights activists and lawyers say. Assad has retained no lawyers for these charges and has denied he was behind the chemical attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.